Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You've kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the World.
That's right, it is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Jeffrey, I'm so sick and tired of hearing about Deion Sanders' son, Shador Sanders. Look, show up and let's see what you really got. You're trying to wiggle your way through. You got to show up and show your wares. And he's not a first-round pick, I'm just telling you. I don't care. I love Deion, and Deion's been on Mouthing Off many times when we were at Disney. He's a friend of ours. But his son is not a first-round quarterback, just telling you.
I agree with you, but unfortunately, time will have to tell on that. And I do believe that someone is going to take him higher in this draft than he potentially deserves. But this kid could shock the world. I mean, he does have Deion Sanders blood pumping through his veins, and that typically doesn't work. There's very rarely in that sport the son of a legend that makes it into the league and becomes a legend themselves. It happens in baseball. It happens in basketball. It doesn't happen.
It happens in professional wrestling. Second generation guys usually do pretty good.
Yeah. I just don't think he chose the right position. I don't think quarterback is going to be the thing, but I've been proven wrong once before, so we'll have to see what happens. Fun show today, Eddie. We got the MLB has kicked off, and we've moved into the beginning of a new season. NFL talk. It's not going to be that long before we're like, oh my God, it's August. We're getting ready to start playing football again. The Final Four is still going on, March Madness, NASCAR, and we're going to talk some wrestling, I'm sure, at some point, in Jabronis of the Week.
It doesn't get better than that, man.
No.
It's a great show with a couple of great guys. And hey, I want to put out a shout out to all our millions of fans worldwide. Thank you for listening each and every week to Jeffrey and myself, because we do have fun.
All right, we'll be right back after this, Eddie, on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Hey there, I'm Jack.
And I'm Stag.
We're just two deer that want to make sure you know it's deer season at your authorized John Deere dealer. The deer season that saves bucks. You know, like us.
Yeah, you can get $3,000 off select John Deere machines. No early wake-up calls or tree stands required.
Just a trip to your authorized dealer before June 2nd.
If you ask us, it's the only deer season worth celebrating.
Visit johndeere.com/deerseason to find an authorized dealer and for complete finance details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built, providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill. Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Find what you love and love what you find at Total Wine & More, the place to go for sipping rosés with seltzers on ice, making margaritas with your favorite tequilas. It's warm out, let's go, our prices are low on spirits, beer, and wine. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find
only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
It doesn't get better than Mouthing Off with Jeff Taylor and Eddie Mansfield. I love doing it each and every week, and I love to talk this trash about Sanders because I'm so sick of pub. Get your ass on the football field, brother, and let's see what you got.
Yeah, this is a tactic that a lot of people use. You know, I'm not going to go out there. It really does make a little bit of sense to me when it comes to guys like Shador Sanders who have the hype coming in. So instead of going out there and potentially not doing well, you don't go and show out for teams and they have to base their decision on your track record, not on a couple of days of, you know, going out there and throwing some balls. And I think it's something that makes sense to me if you are a stud coming in. But I think there are a lot of GMs who are looking at this guy saying, you know, there are question marks around him. I don't care about the hype. These are not unintelligent men making these decisions, and they see it just like you and I do. Nobody wants to miss on a potential superstar is the only reason.
You know, his ass just needs to slap his old dark 30 boots on and get on the field, and let's see what you got.
Well, if he slapped on his O-Dark 30 boots, he definitely wouldn't have any problem showing out for any team that he went to, and neither would you. So go to odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. O-Dark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style.
What are them Yankees doing with those bats they got? Oh, my goodness.
Well, it turns out that this was a big old red herring because these bats are not as new as we thought. I guess that a lot of people are using them around the league. The Yankees seem to have figured out how to adjust the bats in a way where the sweet spots for a guy like Aaron Judge isn't using them, and he's come out of the gates hitting home runs like nobody's business. I think these bats are good for guys that don't.
Yeah, but he can't hit in October. He can't buy a home run in October.
You're not gonna have me arguing. He could probably go out there with a Fred Flintstone bat and not be able to hit a home run in October. They looked at the analytics of where these guys were hitting the ball, and a guy like Jazz Chisholm was hitting the ball more on the twig than on the barrel. So they moved his barrel down and to displace the weight, they took some off the top. It seems to work. My nephew plays baseball, and I talked to him about it, and he said he played in the Phillies organization up until last year, and he said that there were guys using them in the minors. He said it only really matters if you don't already barrel the ball up, which most guys at that level already are able to barrel the ball up pretty consistently. So especially in today's baseball era where guys are going for home runs, you can strike out 300 times as long as you hit 50 home runs and a team will pay you $400 million. All of that exaggerated numbers, as you probably know, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, but those torpedo bats, you know what I love about that? With the Yankees just coming out of the chute, hitting like 20, 25 home runs right off the bat, as they say. And it was off the bat. But you got to have the hand-eye coordination to be able to hit the ball at 90 miles an hour. Those bats have got to be laid on the ball. And so when you lay down that bat on the ball, it's going to go somewhere. But you got to have the power. And that's where, you know, lowering that barrel down closer to the label makes it happen. And we're talking about the sweet spot for all you baseball fans. And the sweet spot of a bat will drive that ball anywhere you take it.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah. And they're moving the sweet spot around. You know, this is going to get to one of those things where it's so crazy. You see guys coming out there with a barrel that's by their hands because they're constantly getting pitched inside and they're never barreling the ball up. So there's going to be like 3 inches of handle where the guy's hands fit on there. And then it's going to be barrel. And then it's going to have like 8 inches of skinny on the end of it. It's going to get ridiculous before it gets back to normal. But Matt Strom.
But it's great for baseball because they need something. And while they're talking about bats, why don't they just go ahead and get rid of Manfred and all his video that's killing the game of baseball. I mean, it's just unbelievable. When I watched a game the other day, and I'm going like, what? What is wrong with this? You know, I was a pitcher, and I was a damn good pitcher. I never had a shot clock. I mean, for God's sake, that doesn't speed the game up. Who cares? I mean, pitching is the toughest. They always say quarterback is the toughest, or a quarterback in college is the toughest job. No. The toughest job on the planet is being a major league baseball pitcher. That's a tough job.
The reality of it is that I don't love the idea of trying to speed the game up. It's just a ridiculous thing. When you're at the baseball stadium, you don't care if the game is 3 hours. People have stayed for 18-inning games, 25-inning games, because it's more exciting than watching a game where they hit 40 home runs and it's, you know, let's 40-3, a 0-0 or 1-1 baseball game that goes into extras is more exciting than this hit a bunch of home run stuff. I get it. The home run is an exciting thing, but it's a very short-lived excitement unless it's a walk-off. The reality of it is that if a home run is not important, it does not last as far as energy in the stadium goes. They get excited. They see the long ball. I understand. I've been watching this sport for a very long time. A first inning home run is forgotten about by the second inning.
Yeah, they are. But one thing about it, when you go to a ballpark, and you and me have been to thousands of them, you know, games. I don't go to that ballpark with my looking at my watch.
No.
I go there to watch a game. And if it takes 4 hours, so be it. That's four of the greatest hours I can spend with my buddies or my girls or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
I can enjoy life.
Yeah.
And not worry about anything. And go enjoy. Don't put a time on anything with sports. Go enjoy it,
yeah,
for God's sake.
It's a TikTok world, Eddie. Everybody wants things to be 30 seconds. Before you know it, baseball games will be 30 seconds. But Matt Strom, pitcher for the Phillies, came out and said he's completely fine with hitters using these torpedo bats. But how's about a little bit of love for the pitchers? He wants pine tar to be allowed back on. He says it makes it easier for the pitchers. They don't have to strain their arms as much if they can get more spin from using pine tar. He says he doesn't want the crazy sticky stuff. He doesn't want sandpaper, but they allow the batters to use pine tar to get a better grip already. And he thinks that pitchers should be allowed to have a bag of pine tar and use it to get stickiness on their pitches. What do you think about that?
Hey, I wholly agree with that.
Yeah.
Being a former pitcher, and I came out of the Gaylord Perry School of Pitching. I mean, I could throw 92 miles an hour, but I used to doctor that bad boy up as much as I could. You know, Leo Mazzoni taught me this when he signed me. He goes, Eddie, you own 50% of that plate, but don't tell them what 50% you own.
They really have disadvantaged pitchers over the years. And it's funny because I think that all of these elbow injuries have a lot to do with the fact that you're having to get your spin rate up now. You're not, these hitters are going to hit you if you don't throw crazy. A fastball is basically a curveball for an ace pitcher these days. There's so much movement on it. And the first thing they did is they started throwing the ball away if it touched the ground. Like, there can't be anything on this ball. And every pitcher knows that if that ball gets a scuff on it, you want it. You want to have that ball back in your hand.
Yeah, it makes that ball move.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And they took that away. They lowered the mound. So got your angles are different. And
that's what's wrong with the arms.
Yeah, I really believe that the pine tar argument is great, but I really think that I know that baseball thinks they want hitting, but I couldn't disagree with them more. I think they need to move the mound back up to its original height, and these guys need to be throwing it more of a downward angle. I think it's better for the arm. I think they do
They always used to say, you know, throwing downhill.
Yeah.
You know, you're not throwing downhill anymore.
All right, Eddie, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World. Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
All over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah, I see that you got the latest jock sniffers trash talking that we're going to go over now.
All right, let's hear it. What's the first one?
Well, I think it's Sam Darnold, isn't it?
Sam Darnold and Brian DeBell among six quarterbacks and coaches to fall in 2025. They're betting against Sam Darnold again.
Well, they're going to lose. He's got a perfect offensive coordinator with Kubiak.
Yep.
And believe me, Seattle's a great place for him.
I don't think there is any quarterback that is a NFL-level quarterback that couldn't succeed in that Seattle system, and they proved it by taking Geno Smith, who I was stunned was still in the league, and turning him into a Pro Bowler overnight, it seemed, in that Seattle system. I mean, really, it was unbelievable. They brushed the ashes off of a guy, brought him in, and made him look like a star.
Well, that's the same system that he's going to have with the Raiders,
yeah,
with Pete Carroll.
Yeah,
he already knows the system. So the Raiders are going to be two or three games better anyway, just because he knows the system. And he's like, you know, Geno Smith's not a joke. He's a good quarterback. He really is.
Well, yeah, I really do believe that every quarterback that comes into the league is a proficient NFL quarterback. They get thrown into these systems that don't work for them, and you end up with a guy who just was never going to succeed somewhere. And then you see, like, let's take, for example, the Cleveland Browns. They had Baker Mayfield, who they didn't know how to utilize. They didn't protect him up front. And so they moved on from him and brought in Deshaun Watson. And the situation there changed none.
And as they say, how does that work for you?
Baker Mayfield.
How did that work for you?
Baker Mayfield goes down to Tampa, which was an entire team except for a quarterback because Tom Brady retired. And Baker Mayfield steps in there. And obviously, it's not the same as having potentially the greatest quarterback of all time retire. You can't bring in the next guy and expect the same level of competence at the quarterback position. But Baker Mayfield came in there, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are still a playoff team and still potentially can win a Super Bowl with a guy like Baker Mayfield at quarterback. So
they got a good team.
He could have toiled away in Cleveland, bad situation, and he would have gone down in history as not a great quarterback. But instead, he gets moved and is good. And speaking of the Cleveland Browns, have you seen the latest theory on the draft for the Cleveland Browns?
Give it to me.
They are potentially moving up in the draft, taking their second round and potentially fourth or fifth round picks and packaging them to move up low in the first round to take Jackson Dart.
Great move.
I agree. And the fact of the matter is that at least is them moving in the right direction. Do I think that they need to draft a couple of offensive linemen or sign a couple of offensive linemen? Because I think now in Cleveland, they're thinking, okay, we're going to go defense first. But they're still obviously realizing that they do need to have an offense. Deshaun Watson's not the answer in Cleveland. So they're moving in the proper direction. It remains to be seen whether Jackson Dart is the answer in Cleveland, but I do agree. I like that move for them.
Hey, you know who I heard through one of my stooges that, that quarterback in Atlanta with the Falcons,
Michael Penix,
they
Jr.
gave $100 million to, huh?
Michael Penix Jr.
Who used to coach him?
I don't know.
No, not him.
Oh, Kirk Cousins.
Yeah. You know who used to coach him in Minnesota is the head coach of the Browns.
Yeah.
And he had great years. They say that they're trying to get Cousins into Cleveland.
I really
and that would really hey that would be great for Cleveland if he could get Cousins and get Dart. I mean, and learn under Cousins because Cousins is a great quarterback.
That would be very smart. I don't know. The Falcons seem to be so non-committal on Michael Penix Jr. that they want to keep Cousins around so they can throw him in if necessary.
Sit on the bench for anybody.
Well, he is under contract, so he kind of needs to. So it's up to them, really, if they decide to trade Kirk Cousins. And I don't know that Cleveland has the assets outside of draft picks to get a guy like Kirk Cousins. And if they trade their draft picks, they're putting Kirk Cousins at a massive disadvantage and they're not getting Jackson Dart. So I don't know what Cleveland's going to do. I like that idea, Eddie. I wish that it would happen.
Well, they're going to wait it. They're going to wait him out because they're going to release Cousins.
You think? I mean, if Michael Penix Jr. Comes in and lights the world on fire.
Because I believe that Cleveland's had some conversations with him. You know, because if they release him, they got to pay him anyways, guaranteed.
I don't know what's going to happen there. It's an ugly situation, but Kirk Cousins is a class act. And I don't see him being the kind of guy that's not going to show up for work. I don't see him as the kind of guy that's going to go out in the media. He's probably going to have to use an agent to go out and talk dirty in the media, because I don't think Kirk Cousins is that kind of guy. I think he's the kind of guy that will allow himself to be taken advantage of for a lot of money, don't get me wrong, by the Atlanta Falcons. And it's disappointing because there are teams that need him. But really, do you think sitting on the bench for the Atlanta Falcons is much worse than playing quarterback for the Cleveland Browns? He may actually be in a better position.
Well, don't say that. I mean, Cleveland can only go up. They're already down.
Yeah.
And you know, if you're going to show Myles Garrett, the lion thief, he just took the money. He said he wanted the Super Bowl. It was all about the Benjamins, brother. That's what it was. The Benjamins kept him in Cleveland. And now go show him that you're going to get a quarterback to help him out.
Yeah.
Now, to me, I would go take that number two draft choice and get Abdul Carter. Carter is the best athlete in the whole draft. I'm just telling you.
It doesn't look like they're going to do that. It looks like they're going to potentially draft a lineman or a weapon. But either way, Cleveland's got a lot of work to do. CJ Stroud is on this jock sniffer list of quarterbacks.
He's in trouble in Texas. Fail. He's got no offensive line.
This is the thing, though, Eddie. That is a team that is managed well. And obviously, they let some guys go, and they are looking at this draft, which does not have a lot of shiny objects in it. But what it does have is offensive linemen, big meat to put up front. And I think they may be drafting in that direction, and potentially CJ Stroud gets the protection he needs in Houston for next season. If not next season, to come into their own the season after that. So that's fixable through the draft.
He was the second most sacked quarterback in the NFL last year.
I know, and he still managed to be a good quarterback under those circumstances. He is not going to fail in 2025. He's going to move up another notch. I think CJ Stroud's the real deal down there in Houston, and they can fix the problems that they have. Zach Taylor, the head coach for the Bengals, is on here.
Oh, leave this guy alone. He's done a great job with all kind of, let me tell you something. I can't believe he's done as well as he has in Cincinnati with that owner.
The reality of it is that the quarterback and the head coach are not the problem in Cincinnati. And it's starting to rear its ugly head because they've had a guy now come out and say that he was not treated the way he expected to be treated by the front office. Trey Hendrickson came out and said, hey, I don't like the way they're treating me in discussing a contract extension. And I know that's not a name that jumps off the page at you, but that's a big name in Cincinnati. That's a guy they need to keep around. And I think that if Zach Taylor does fail in 2025, it is not his fault, and we shouldn't blame him. Ownership needs to make some changes in Cincinnati, it seems.
Well, why are you going to let one of the top sack leaders in the NFL go? That's what they need.
Yeah.
Sign the guy.
Yes.
I mean, he's not far from you in Central Florida. He's a Central Florida guy.
Yeah.
And Trey's a hell of a ball player and a hell of a man. He's a good dude.
Yeah, don't anger your players when negotiating contracts. Treat them like men. And, if the deal doesn't get done, the deal doesn't get done. But do not alienate them. Michael Penix Jr. next on this list with the Falcons. Hey, I agree with this one. I think that Michael Penix Jr. is not the answer in 2025, 2026.
Hey, the fans, Brother Jeff, are begging for Kirk Cousins. What does that tell you?
Why wouldn't they? I mean, I feel like Michael Penix Jr. could potentially be a great quarterback in the future, but right now they've got a guy who's clearly better suited to start in the NFL on the team. Why are they trying
to
move
fire
so
the
quickly?
Offensive coordinator in Atlanta. It's yeah. Horrible.
You're telling me. I mean, they've got one of the best tight ends in the league that they have squandered thus far. The guy can't get on the stat sheet, and that needs to change. So obviously, offensive coordinator would be a good place to start. Brian Callahan, the head coach of the Titans. I know you say he's got to go, but the reality of it is I don't think that Brian Callahan or any head coach of the Titans is the problem for the Titans. They clearly don't understand how to build a team in Tennessee. You don't draft a kid that's got a cannon of an arm and potential, looks good when you throw him out there, and then destroy the team around him and expect him to take you to the promised land. That's not the way it works, guys.
Jeff, they should have pulled the trigger on Belichick.
Yeah.
Brought him in with Mike Lombardi and really straighten that whole organization up and made it a winner. And let me tell you something. He would have won with Will Levitt.
Yeah.
That's how good Will Levitt is.
Yeah.
They just don't have the system around him, and they're throwing him to the wolves.
Will Levis is a quarterback that could definitely win you games. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
It's the best damn show on your radio.
Have you heard? Kohl's has two exclusive new home brands, Miryana and Mingle & Co. From luxe favorites that are all about turning your space into a sanctuary to fun mix and match dining essentials, there's so much to discover. And trust me, you're gonna love everything. Plus, you can get an extra 20% off throughout the store during our friends and family sale. So hurry to Kohl's today and bring it all home for less. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offer ends April 6th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Barbecue season is back.
Hey, it's Ellen.
And this is Sarah Beth.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich is that zesty barbecue sauce. I love that it was a little sweet, a little tangy, and with the mac and cheese,
I feel like I tasted the brown sugar bacon first. It was the absolute best combination. Pro tip, 3 sandwiches are always better than one.
Order the Smokehouse Barbecue Bacon Sandwich and our Coca-Cola on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
Spending is out. Loud budgeting is in. Finding more affordable ways to do the things you love is one of the growing trends on social media, and Metro by T-Mobile can help. Whether you're planning to invest your tax return, save it, spend it, or a combination of the three, you can improve your financial situation in 2025 with tips from finance expert Carlos Garcia.
Create a budget for 2025 using the 50-30-20 rule. 50% of your money goes to needs, 30% to wants, and 20% to savings and investments. Automate your monthly bills and your monthly savings. Split your bills for maximum savings with a family phone plan. Metro is offering new customers 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 phones and 4 lines for $100 with no ID required. That brings your phone bill down to $25 per person each month.
With Metro, customers enjoy perks like $5 movie tickets, 15% off Hilton stays worldwide, a free subscription to MLB TV, and Scam Shield protection, all powered by the nation's largest 5G network. Please visit metrobytmobile.com. Sponsored by Metro by T-Mobile.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Now all over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
What about them old redneck NASCAR boys?
Logano wins in Martinsville, talks some smack. Chastain is taken off guard because he doesn't understand why, after the race, he had to be the brunt of the conversation from Joey Logano. That's heating up to be a couple of guys that may wreck each other in the future. Sammy Smith.
Hey, what the hell's wrong with this Chastain? If they're talking about you really doing something right, no, man, what the hell's wrong with you? You talk about me on your interviews instead of yourself. That's fine with me.
Yeah, so Sammy Smith got penalized for an intentional wreck at Martinsville. It was a fun race if you missed it. Martinsville, always an interesting race, but Sammy Smith fined $25,000, docked 50 points for a crash that he clearly intentionally caused on the last lap. Joey Logano gets his first win of the season, talks some smack about Ross Chastain, and you're right. All good news is good news, as they say. So
they're trying to steal our boy William Byron's
spotlight
heat.
I know.
Yeah, and Byron, the modern day outlaw, brother, and he's going to really do it right. I mean, I love William Byron as a driver. He's really, really good. Joey Logano, he just kissed his old Penske's ass. You know, he needs chapstick.
Yeah, they're moving over to Darlington this week, and Kyle Larson is the favorite over there. But Billy Byron, he's racing, so our favorite driver could potentially. I got to be honest, you know, I had no faith in William Byron, and I love the fact that they've got this kid that's going out there and defying the odds, and I love calling him Billy. So I hope Billy Byron keeps winning and we have a new star in NASCAR.
Billy the Kid.
Yes, sir. There you go. Billy the Kid. I like it.
That's it.
Hey, you got to go to odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures. It's made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. I feel like I haven't been giving as much love as I should to Odark 30 recently, because I feel like we kind of talked out how much I love my boots, but I've been wearing them still. We've been talking Odark 30 for over a year now, and I feel every time I put them on, they're broken in now, but I feel like they're brand new still.
You're doing fadeaway jump shots in your Odark 30 boots. I mean, what better? That's just sings praises right there. A white guy doing fadeaway with Odark 30 boots. Oh my goodness.
Well, the fact of the matter is, Eddie, that you were right. Short jean shorts and Odark 30 boots was not the look for me, but basketball shorts and Odark 30 boots with the high socks with the stripes on them might be my new look, dropping fadeaways in my Odark 30s.
That's sad. Oh, he's going back to Frisco again. Oh,
let's talk Final Four, Eddie.
Okay, Darren, look out for him. He's coming to see you.
Let's talk Final Four. We've got Florida and Auburn, both number one seeds coming in. Boring as boring could be. Florida most likely going to beat Auburn. And it looks like all of your brackets were right in the final, because we're looking at a Florida-Duke final here. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't believe Houston can beat Duke. Now, Houston's a great team, and they got a great coach.
Yeah.
Calvin Sampson. Great, great coach. But I just don't – I mean, God, when you look at Duke, I watched the game the other night with Duke. I've never seen five guys that good in a long time. They just played together. Like, it's great coaching too.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying to compare him with Coach K. What are you going to call him, Coach S? Okay, well, Coach S, he will do this. He will be the first head coach ever that won a national championship playing basketball at say Duke, and comes back to coach Duke as a head coach and wins a national championship, he'll be the first ever. That's pretty good.
If nothing else, you've got to give it to John Shire. He is filling legendary boots, and he's come in and he's done it. It's rare that a program as historied as Duke doesn't have a transitional phase when their head coach leaves and they bring someone new in. And it seems like Duke has not lost a step since they've moved on from Coach K.
You know what that's called, Jeff? It's not broken, don't fix it.
Yeah.
He was trained under Coach K, and he just kept it going. And he might as well have Coach K because he thinks the same way.
Yeah, it's the fact of the matter is that it was never going to be a problem recruiting for Duke. That's a team, that's a school that a lot of guys want to go play basketball at. When Krzyzewski retires, you wonder if there's going to be a kid saying, well, I wanted to play for Coach K, but he's gone now. I'm not going to Duke. I'm going somewhere else. I'm staying home. But it hasn't happened. They're still getting five stars. And Shire obviously is a great coach, and he's still winning with Duke. And I believe that Duke is going to win this national championship. And I did not know that he would be the first guy to play and win a championship for a school and then win a championship as coach for that school.
Yeah, he won a national championship as a guard for Coach K 2010.
He was very important on that team, too. He was overlooked because he was obviously not going to be an NBA star. But he was an important cog in that machine that won that national championship. And here he is, young and taking over a storied program, and could potentially have a very long run as head coach at Duke. And it's exciting. And this will be his first championship. So I look forward to it. You were talking about Cooper Flagg, who was injured coming into this tournament. And now that's a thing. Is Cooper Flagg going to be the consensus number one overall draft pick? He's got an injury now.
Absolutely.
But yeah. I mean, you watch this guy play and you'd be a fool not to at least take a flyer on picking him and seeing what is to come of him. Could he be Greg Oden? Sure. Maybe. But I doubt it. It looks like this kid's the real deal. And
he's going to be more like a Larry Bird was.
Yeah. I mean,
and what better team to go to than the Celtics?
Well, that's not going to happen. The Celtics are very likely to win a NBA championship this year. So they'd have to do some serious trading to pull off the number one overall pick. But
where do you think he's going to go?
That's a great question. Unfortunately for him, it's probably going to be a team like Sacramento or, it's going to be one of the bottom of the barrel teams. All of the teams that don't make the playoffs get a ball or two in that little ping pong ball machine. And
like the Memphis Grizzlies, right?
Whomever the, I'll tell you what, Memphis would be a dream for a kid like Cooper Flagg to go to, because they're hungry for a star that they can actually depend on. Ja Morant in trouble again now because he did finger guns at the bench, and because of the fact that for some reason, if you play in the NBA, you can't carry a concealed weapon legally in Tennessee. And the fact of the matter is Ja Morant clearly does not have a head on his shoulders and can't, no matter how much money you pay him, the guy can't figure out how to stay inside the lines. Do I think that them being upset with him for doing finger guns is ridiculous? Absolutely. Can't understand.
Yeah, because he could just go right outside that stadium and on any street corner, just say, "You got a gun?" He'd go, "Yeah, I got one, brother. Here you go."
Yeah.
I mean, crime. Memphis is nothing but a crime-ridden city.
Yeah.
Home of Jerry Lawler and that lying-ass thieving Jimmy Hart.
Yeah. I hope that the Ja Morant thing goes away. I was stunned to see it was a story. Wasn't surprised that Draymond Green was the one pointed out the fact that he did the finger guns. Draymond Green jumping up and whining and doing a Draymond Green saying, "Hey, that's something that the other team could be penalized for." And unfortunately, Ja Morant is in the middle of controversy again. But could he and Cooper Flagg make a stud combination? Absolutely. So as long as he could stay on the court and Cooper Flagg could become the face of that organization, that would be a steal and a very, very good thing for Memphis.
Well, he'd be the biggest thing since Elvis, Jeff.
Well, I don't know if he'd be able to be that big. The
Elvis, in Memphis, he would.
Biggest thing since Elvis. I think Elvis would still outshine him. You're right. I can't think of anything out of Memphis that lives up to the Elvis hype that could
barbecue.
Potentially. Yeah. No.
That's it.
All right, let's jump over to the WWE.
Smoking that pig.
John Cena said you will never mention Ric Flair after he wins title for the 17th time. Now, that just seems ridiculous. Why is John Cena saying that?
Well, that was the dumbest ass comment. Because they're going to give him the belt the 17th time.
Yeah.
Now, John Cena had a hell of a career.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not knocking it. But don't ever walk on Ric Flair.
No.
Ric Flair is one of the best there is in the game. I mean, Rick's a dear friend of mine and always has been. And when you want to run down a legend, you hope that people talk about your happy ass John Cena as much as they do about Ric Flair after you retire.
8-year-old kids to this day say woo. Ric Flair will live on forever as a wrestling superstar. He had the coolest gimmicks. He had the coolest on-mic thing of all time. The woo has taken over as wrestling's biggest thing. And your people are going to definitely mention Ric Flair. John Cena could win 50 titles. And he would never be able to fit into Ric Flair's jock strap. So I'm disappointed in John Cena for saying this. I don't know if it was a heel type mention, if he was on the mic and he was trying to heel it up, but he stepped in it there. Don't talk bad about Ric Flair.
Well, you don't need to talk about your opponent.
Yeah.
Don't bring in Ric Flair to try to get heat. You got heat, but the wrong heat, It's like Charlotte Flair said, you'll never, ever disrespect my father for what he's done in the wrestling business. And they shouldn't. I mean, Rick was dedicated to the wrestling business.
Yes, Charlotte.
And with John Cena talking smack like that, talk about Cody Rhodes. You don't need to talk about Ric Flair. But see how when you talk about like a Ric Flair, see the effects that he got.
Yeah.
He's got the wrong effect. Oh, it's got to be them jabronis in Xfinity, man. That Sammy Smith knocking Taylor Gray out of the way. And you know who? Austin Hill came right by him and won the race. And here he is. Now, everybody in NASCAR, I guess he got fined, $25,000?
Yeah.
But that Sammy Smith, he was talking smack. I saw the interview. He said, hey, he got what he got coming. He said, and if he gets in my way again, I'll do it again. Well, I kind of like that kind of guy. NASCAR needs guy with some balls.
Yeah.
And now they got somebody. Do what Earnhardt would do. Take him out.
Yes.
That's what he did. I love it.
I can't believe that we may potentially have, I don't know how good of a racer Sammy Smith is. He's in the truck series.
Yeah, but he's in that Xfinity too, so he can drive.
Yeah, so it's, please bring us a guy that will wreck people. Can't wait to see it happen. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to Mouthing Off.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Man, what a show. Fastest moving show on the radio. And I just got to tell you, never talk about the nature boy. John Cena. That nature boy came up and slapped you upside the head and he wasn't even there. And so you just got to be careful. Don't let your battleship mouth overload your rowboat ass John Cena. Talk about Cody Rhodes.
I hope that if he does pick up this belt at WrestleMania, Charlotte Flair comes out, knocks him down, takes the belt from him, and leaves with it.
Well, Charlotte Flair can work better than John Cena.
I don't know about that, but
It
would be quite an angle.
I used to happen to be one of the best workers in the business. Yeah, Charlotte Flair can outwork John Cena. She just don't have, well, she's got the chest, but she don't have the arm.
Yeah, John Cena's a massive man. But John Cena, this will be a blip in his career. It was an unfortunate error to talk smack about one of the most beloved best of all time. You just can't do it because this is what's going to happen. I'm sure he was like, I'm going to say this and I'm going to get some heat. Well, boy, you jumped in the frying pan because you are getting more heat than you probably thought you were going to be. Hey, Carmelo Anthony is going into the NBA Hall of Fame, which I wanted to talk about briefly.
Congratulations to Carmelo.
He was a very good player for a very long time, never seemed to be able to put it together well enough to win a championship. I think he was a ball hog. But I had inner turmoil with this because I look at the resume and he does deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. Although I wasn't exactly a guy who thought Carmelo Anthony got the most out of what Carmelo Anthony could have. He got enough. He's going into the Hall of Fame and we've had a great show here, Eddie. I appreciate
you. Hey, Jeffrey, you got to wish Charles Barkley good luck. Our good friend, Charles Barkley, on the Auburn Tigers. It ain't going to happen, Charles. You're not going to beat Florida, but I'm wishing you the best.
Good luck, Chuck. If they do beat Florida, I'll be happy. It'll be fun to see Florida get upset. I know that Danny Hurley will be happy to see it, and so will I. So good luck, Chuck. Hope it happens. Eddie, we got to run. Tell them goodbye.
For Jeff Taylor, this is the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield. See you next week.